This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is another vote in the House of Representatives today on the new NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Unlike the drama last night, this is expected to pass with bipartisan support. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The International Trade Commission projected marginal economic benefits from the deal. So the biggest impact, if and when it's finally passed into law, might be an end to uncertainty.
The American business community and agriculture community are going to breathe a sigh of relief here.
John Murphy is vice president of international policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
There'll be a sense of certainty restored.
The headline grabber is the USMCA's requirement that more of an automobile's parts have to be made in North America to be exempt from tariffs, 75% up from about 62%. And Christine McDaniel at George Mason University points out, we signed NAFTA in the mid-1990s, so the new agreement provides some necessary updating around online commerce.
The digital trade chapter is a huge bright spot.
She says the USMCA treats digital trade the same way we do trading of tangible goods and services.
This digital trade chapter is a great platform to use in future deals.
Though McDaniel says it'll be tougher to get a country like China to sign onto something like this because its economy still isn't as open as our neighbors. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.